Hey, Jason, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much, just cranking.
Awesome. So, appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to chat with us. You guys, you and Andy and your team, you guys are you're working multiple markets, primarily Utah, correct?
Correct.
So Utah and a little bit in New Mexico and Southern California. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's
Awesome.
accurate.
And you guys are by no means newbie investors. You guys would consider yourself pretty experienced, yeah?
Yeah.
How long you guys been in the business?
Oh, see, Andy's been in for about 13 years. I've been in for about 10 years.
Okay. And how many deals? I know that this is always a tough one because we don't like to beat our chest, but realistically, how many deals are you guys doing, and are you primarily wholesaling or rehabbing?
Primarily wholesaling.
And how many deals a year would you say you're doing?
We're averaging. Since I've been with Andy, we're close to about 100 deals a year. This year we'll probably be up around 150 or more.
So 150 deals. That's not chump change. So you guys are making money. And how you guys joined REI Vault with Chris Chico and myself just a couple of months ago, right?
Yeah, it was just the end of last year.
Yep, we were at our CG meeting, our mastermind, and you guys jumped on board. And let tell me a little bit, how's it working, and is it successful for you?
Yeah, it's been working great. I think the nicest thing about this, we've really seen a lot of competition in our absentee marketing the last couple of years, and since we've started using your system and your lists, we started the end of December and we're here at the beginning of March, and we've pulled in. What did I say? Seven deals? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven deals in those 2 months just off of one mailing. And our expected profit is about $120,000, just wholesale profit on those.
Yeah,
And
pretty good.
it's great. And the reason why I think we're doing so well with those is the majority of these sellers that are calling, we're the only piece of mail that they've received. So you definitely have been able to find some and pull out of the woodwork some absentee owners for whatever reason are not getting mailed to, and that's really helped us have an advantage.
That's awesome. It's not just any absentee list, my friend, is it?
No, it's really surprised us.
Yeah, I give all the credence and thanks to Chris Chico, because Chris really figured out the way to pull the absentee list that nobody else seems to get a hold of, and it's extremely difficult. You can't just go to a list broker and pull that list, and we have to send it overseas, and so it's definitely working. And I know I haven't even really chatted with you about this, but we're about ready to release a whole boatload of additional campaigns for evictions and probate with new types of marketing and new approaches, et cetera, just to get better deal flow and continued deal flow. So let's go back to this. You guys got seven deals off of the first mailing. If I'm right, you budgeted $5,000 a month for one market. I know that you added a second market, and that's kind of getting up and running. But so $5,000 a month, I think that's $1,500 a week approximately in mailing, correct?
That sounds right.
All right, so $1,500. So $5,000 a mail. You got seven deals, and estimated profit so far of 120. I should pull out a calculator. That's a pretty good ROI. I mean, most
Yeah, that's great.
when we're talking to everybody, we're typically, saying, 6 to 7x. So if you spend $5,000 in mail, and you're wholesaling, you're typically making 6 to 7 times that, which would be 30 to, 35 grand. And you guys are at 120. But, I would also say that that comes from you guys being incredibly sharp at sales, right, and conversion. And I'm also noticing you guys are following exactly the formula in terms of making pre-sale offers and doing all the follow-up. How critical do you think the follow-up is. You guys probably are early on the success of that, but if you guys close 6 to 7 deals, I would say just off of the follow-up that we're starting to do, I would say just off of these leads, you're going to get somewhere between 3 and 4 times that, my friend.
Yeah, the jury's still out on the follow-up, and obviously we know from experience from doing a poor job of follow-up that we get deals from it. So I know we'll, over the course of the year, get deals that'll come from that follow-up system.
Yeah, awesome. Well, let me ask you this. So a lot of people, you know, we're definitely going to share some of this with other people in our REI Vault group. But in terms of smoke and mirrors and with us, and also, you know, our level of responsiveness to you guys, what would you say about those two topics? Is there any smoke and mirrors with what we do?
No, it's pretty straightforward. I think your list is probably the most crucial, and the way you have your marketing system and your set up with the Podio is great. It all funnels through great. I think the big key, like you said, is we are very experienced. We have a very good outside sales rep, and we have multiple tools in place. We have a few of those that we've closed doing creative seller finance options, or we've had to do some other things that I think your average or beginner probably wouldn't know how to do. But as far as what you're providing, there is no smoke and mirrors. It's just you're giving a lot of quality responses to us, and we're able to just filter through and find the gold out of that. And then as far as getting help, and we've had some issues and some questions, you've gotten right back to us and have really been on the ball. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, I this is a community. And, you know, Chris and I have always shared with everybody, this is really not a vendor kind of relationship. It's really a partnership where, you know, we're partnered, all of us together. It's there's no competition. So we're stronger as a group. And even if you and I chatted about this before, it's like, you know, your ideas, you know, come with the suggestions of what else you need. Because if you need it, you know, Chris Chico and I need it in our South Florida market, and Brad needs it on the East Coast, right? So if we all come together and we're sharing, you know, we get incredible horsepower and economies of scale by all us all working together. I know you and I were just chatting about dashboards, and you guys, you know, it takes quite a bit of time once a month for you to assemble all of your metrics and key performance indicators. And I said, hey, get what you guys pull out of your systems, and we're going to work to automate all that for all of us, so we got real-time reporting on everything we do, correct?
Yeah, it probably takes me a day and a half to get that, and so if you can put that together, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, any other final words for people? You know, REI Vault is really for experienced investors, the top guys in their market. And do you have any final words for people that have not joined, you know, either good things or bad things or recommendations, words of wisdom, if you were hearing this before joining REI Vault?
Well, I think maybe my thought process of what I thought about joining you would probably apply to them, that you never know until you try it. That's how all marketing is. You have to test it and try it. I felt like this was everything you were saying really rang true to me as far as the list. And I was a little hesitant on the kind of copy that you use in your postcards, because it's pretty aggressive and it gets some people a little ruffled. But we were willing to deal with that and just give it a whirl and throw some money at it and really put some effort into it. And it's 2 months into it, and it's paid off huge. And so that's how you have to approach any kind of marketing plan, is just, it's a gamble, and you put it to the test, and it either works or it doesn't. And it's worked great for us, and we're really happy with it.
That's awesome, Jason. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and you know, we'll keep in touch here. Have a good one.
Okay, thanks.